You've always got to chase your dreams.
Brookie, we have a lot of good programming.
Yes, I am proud to be a part of all these vital shows.
Because the rest is just bupkis.
That's why I got nothing tying me down.
Do you have a kid?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, May 4th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. How many F-bombs, you ask, can the Succession cast drop in a movie-length episode? Well, we're gonna find out. The upcoming May 28th series finale of the HBO show will be a jumbo-sized episode that clocks in around 90 minutes. Jamie Foxx appears to be on the mend after 3 weeks in a local Georgia hospital for an undisclosed medical complication. The Oscar winner shared a brief statement on Instagram Wednesday, writing, quote, "Appreciate all the love, feeling blessed." It was the first time fans had heard from Foxx since his daughter Corinne shared news of his hospitalization on April 12th in a since-deleted Instagram post. She posted at the time that her dad was, quote, "on his way to recovery due to quick action and great care after a medical complication the day prior," but did not share any details about the cause. TMZ reported early Wednesday that Foxx remains hospitalized and quoted unnamed sources who asked people to pray for Jamie. Reps for Foxx have remained mum about his condition and declined to comment when reached by EW, citing the star's Instagram post. In a separate Instagram story, Foxx also thanked Nick Cannon for stepping in as guest host on Foxx's Beat Shazam in the interim, adding, "See you all soon." Cannon will fill in for Foxx for season 6 of the interactive music game show, with Kelly Osbourne set to fill in for Foxx's daughter Corinne Foxx as DJ. Season 6 returns May 23rd. For those about to rock, we salute you. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its 2023 inductees: Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, George Michael, Willie Nelson, Rage Against the Machine, and The Spinners. Nelson's nomination coincides with his 90th birthday last weekend, which saw him hold a 2-day bash that featured performances from fellow inductee Crow, as well as Keith Richards, Chris Stapleton, Snoop Dogg, and more. And after appearing on the ballot 4 times, Bush has finally received her spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This year marked the first nominations for Elliott, Crow, Nelson, and Michael. It was also Elliott's first year of eligibility, as the requirements to be inducted into this year's class called for an artist's first album to be released in 1998 or earlier. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, on November 3rd. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Number 3. Go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back for our number 3 pick today, the season premiere of The Other Two. The HBO Max comedy series follows the Dubecks, Molly Shannon's Pat, a successful daytime talk show host, Chase Dreams, a successful teen pop singer, and his older siblings, Drew Tarver and Helena York's Carrie and Brooke, aka The Other Two. Now, after 2 seasons of attempting to make it as an actor and a manager, respectively, Carrie and Brooke were on their way to finally experiencing some of the success they always dreamed of. But then a little thing called the pandemic happened. So what does success look like for them now? Well, here's a preview.
Hey.
Would you be mad if I went somewhere anti-gay for my honeymoon?
Hello, sweet sister.
This week in gay news, the indie drama Night Nurse is finally set to premiere 3 years later after the most COVID delays of any movie.
I had so much fun shooting this.
And was it exactly what you thought it would be?
What? Everyone outside now! There has been a positive!
Yeah. Yeah, it was very fun.
Chase! You've been killing it these last couple years. How old are you these days?
I'm 18.
Oh my God!
No, almost 18. It's in a few days.
Oh, good to see a cutie.
This industry.
Brooke's still killing it as a manager.
You represent Pat Dubeck and Chase Dreams.
Also, Drape Disasters with Maria Menounos.
Brookie, we have a lot of good programming.
Yes, I am proud to be a part of all these vital shows.
What we both do is nothing. What we do is nothing.
Don't you want acting to be more?
I'd love to not just act, but also to make a difference.
So I want to be gay Albert Einstein and win an Oscar.
Being a manager is meaningful to me, but I can't do it without feeling judged.
Okay, this sort of feels like a therapy situation.
We're nothing like your kids.
Neither of us know a thing about the entertainment industry.
Everything in my life can be insane, but not me and them.
So you are alive!
We need to be normal, and if we're normal, then I can handle the rest.
Okay, what the hell?
In your face, Brooke.
Hey!
Mom, you can't say this shit about your base. God, you're worse on social media than Carrie.
What? Take that back.
Hey, now we're all on the same team here.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. That was too far.
My parents are asleep in the next room.
So we for real can't have sex because my hole is out.
Well, family and fame don't always mix. The first two episodes of The Other Two Season 3 are streaming now on HBO Max.
Number two.
Pete Davidson is playing none other than Pete Davidson in our next pick, the new series, Bupkis. The Peacock comedy series is a semi-autobiographical account of SNL alum Pete Davidson's life. Edie Falco plays his mom, Joe Pesci plays his grandfather, and general hijinks ensue, like paparazzi ambushes, crazy fan encounters, and Q&A is about Pete's BDE. And Pete's asked a bunch of his funny friends to guest star, including Ray Romano, Jon Stewart, Brad Garrett, Charlie Day, Simon Rex, Bobby Cannavale, Kenan Thompson, and John Mulaney. Have a listen to the trailer.
How long will you be staying?
I don't know.
Where are you staying?
No idea.
Any drugs or alcohol?
No.
Woman got it, we unanimous.
Is that Pete Davidson?
Just wanted to spend a little time with my grandson. That's what it's all about.
You're not supposed to smoke here.
What are you, a forest ranger?
Time to free my mind of limitation.
Peter!
Mom?
Does Dave know you have his Klingon sword?
It's a glaive, and no, he doesn't.
Yeah!
You run around like a kid, and you're not a kid anymore. You're a man.
Ow!
You know, I think I turned out okay, right?
Don't you live with your mom?
Hey, she lives with me, okay? Like, I pay the mortgage.
She love me, calm, handsome, and I'm talented.
You run away from people who love you.
I don't do that.
Nothing is as important as family.
Do you know what it's like to have people constantly ask you about your brother?
I Googled myself yesterday. It was bad.
This is what I mean, y'all.
You don't exactly lead a quiet life.
This is what I mean, y'all.
Wow. No, I try to do nice things, yet they still think I'm like a joke. Wu-Tang.
What they gonna do? What they gonna say?
I just want like a regular type life.
We're in comedy. You gotta be able to walk away from anything in your life in 30 seconds flat. That's why I got nothing tying me down.
Do you have a kid?
Oh yeah.
This is what I mean.
Well, Pete was slated to return to SNL this weekend for his first time as host, but his episode was canceled due to the writer strike. Here's hoping he returns to Studio 8H sometime in the future. In the meantime, you can watch him on the absurd and outrageous Bupkis. All episodes are streaming now on Peacock.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Pete Davidson has become one of the biggest names in Hollywood thanks to both his time on SNL as well as his high-profile relationships. But let's talk about his work for a second here. On which TV show did Pete land his very first role? Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Parks and Recreation, or 30 Rock? Stick around for the answer as well as our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat
when the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't Touch That Dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. All rise, our queen has arrived. Our number one pick today is the series debut of Queen Charlotte, a Bridgerton story. Now, the spinoff of the hit Netflix series takes place decades before the Bridgertons enter high society and tells the story of Queen Charlotte when she was young, determined, and reluctant at first to marry the king, George III. But once the two royals begin to fall for each other, their romance turns high society upside down, and Charlotte takes matters into her own hands. Here's a preview.
There is reason they wanted me. Why me?
Charlotte, there are worse fates than marrying the King of England.
It is time we were united as a society. You will make lots of babies. As many babies as possible for my son.
My life as queen was difficult.
I'm Grimsley. I'm always with you, Your Highness.
Grimsley, tell me about the king. Is he ugly, perhaps deformed?
He is the king.
Yes. And?
Hello, my lady. Are you in need of assistance of some kind?
If you must know, I'm trying to climb over the garden wall.
Whatever for?
You refuse to help a lady in distress.
I refuse when she's trying to go over a wall so that she does not have to marry me. Hello, Charlotte.
Your Majesty.
To you, I'm George. I realize you have no reason to like me. But if you will give me one evening of your time, it might make you hate me a little bit less.
That's a reasonable idea. The pieces fall into place.
Your Majesty, I'm Lady Agatha Danbury. I'm to be on your court.
And we shall be great friends.
Be careful. You are the first of your kind. You must secure your position.
Where is the king?
The king cannot see you now.
Charlotte, I require privacy.
She is his wife. She should know.
There is nothing to know.
I need to know what is going on at Buckingham House.
Your marriage cannot go wrong. What's happening?
I do not want to fight.
I want to fight with you. Fight with me. Fight for me.
Your Majesty, your focus should be your country. You are our queen.
Breathtaking. You break rules, court scandal. And the most royal person I've ever known.
It is you and me. Together.
Love can bloom from the thorniest of gardens.
Your flower metaphors make me nauseated with their sweetness, but I applaud your point.
Well, we will also see how Charlotte came to trust in her friend, Lady Danbury, and how she met Violet, who would go on to be the mother of the Bridgerton children. Watch a queen take her throne in the new series, Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story, all episodes of which are streaming now on Netflix. Trivia. And And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. On which TV show did Pete Davidson land his very first role? Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Parks and Recreation, or 30 Rock? Well, 30 Rock takes place in Manhattan, and Pete is from Staten Island, but his first role was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. In 2013, Pete played a character named Steven on a season one episode of the then Fox comedy series. The next year, he made his debut on SNL as one of the youngest cast members ever when he was 20 years old. Well, that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.